We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Ellen Fritz is a veterans representative with Iowa Workforce Development, and she joins us here this morning as we talk about the Hire Our Heroes Rural Career Fair. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for spending a little bit of your time with us.
Well, thank you.
The Hire Our Heroes Rural Career Fair is scheduled for Thursday, March 14th at the American Legion Fred Funston Post 227 in Avoca. That'll be from 12:30 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Are you looking forward to a pretty good turnout?
Yes, I am. Right now, we are trying to reach out to every veteran in the Southwest Iowa area, as well as the Council Bluffs metro area, make them aware of the career fair that's going on. We also are reaching out to all the employers from anywhere from like Clarinda all the way up to the Harlan area, the surrounding area, and try to get them on board as well. And I'm getting a pretty good response.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if you've had some decent response from employers, because it's hard to have a career fair without people there to show off the opportunities.
Well, that's right. The Legion Hall, the hall's big enough to hold about 30 employers. And they've been generous enough to offer that to us free.
Oh, very good.
And the employers, the only thing we ask of the employers to show up, have some Indeed job openings for the veteran. And if they want to make a cash donation to the American Legion or maybe non-perishable food items for the area veterans, that's all we ask of the employer. And just their time and their job openings for the veterans.
Will you have a pretty good variety of different types of opportunities for veterans on that day?
Yes. We already have some manufacturing firms that are going to be there. We have some utility companies that will be there. And we also have some retail, transportation companies. We're trying to get every sector that we can so that we're really going to attract the veterans to this.
Have you done these types of specific events for veterans before?
Not in the rural area. This is going to be new. A lot of times you'll see the career fairs in the Omaha, Council Bluffs area, Des Moines area, the cities. But this time we want to go out there to where the veteran lives and go to their location, have the employer come to that area, see how that works.
Do veterans have to overcome some different types of hurdles than other folks when they're looking for employment?
Yes, yes. We have workshops in our office that cater to the veteran so that they're not putting military jargon on their resume that the civilian employer would not understand. So we try to take care of that before they're out there with their resume. We also have workshops to let them have a certificate where there's a national career readiness certification that we offer in our office where they can be certified. The employer would know that they're skilled to handle the jobs that the employer has up front. So it's just another thing in their toolkit. So we do have a lot of services to offer the veteran as well as the employer.
You know, you don't think of simple little things like that, just a bridge in the communications, you know, where they might have great experience and they might have great technical skills, but if they're not sure how to relay that information to an employer, they might miss out on opportunities. Little things like that you don't really think much about.
That's right, exactly. And we make every effort to make sure that veteran is job ready before they see the employer. That way we're not wasting the employer's time or the veteran's time.
Well, it's an opportunity to do something like this that's obviously popular because you've got a number of different sponsors involved, including the American Legion Post, Mid-American Energy, Pottawatomie County Veterans Affairs, the Iowa Workforce Development, of course, involved. I suppose it takes a lot of volunteers to make something like this happen, too.
We're very thankful for those those companies like MidAmerica to bring this to us. I'm just hoping that we can get a big turnout, and I want to thank you for letting us use your station to advertise. And we will make every effort to make sure everyone's pleased.
You bet. Well, Ellen, can you talk a little bit about the day? How will the day shape up for folks who attend?
Okay. The employer will set up from 11:30 to 12:30. The American Legion is going to provide the employer lunch while they set up at no charge. From 12:30 to 3, that's when the veteran will be there to meet with the employers. We're going to be able to provide interview assistance if the employer wants to give an on-the-spot interview. And we'll also have resume assistance there. If the veteran has a question about a particular item on their resume, we can assist them. Like I said earlier, the space is limited to 30 employers. We still have openings, so we encourage employers that are listening to this to please let me know. Give me a call. I can send you a registration form. And to the veteran, like I said, bring your resume. Have plenty of copies of it. Be prepared to do on-the-spot interviews that day. And we're just hoping that the weather holds out. We're going to do it regardless of what the weather is, but I'm hoping it's a great day.
Yeah. Well, so really what you're saying for veterans that show up to this event, this isn't just a wander around and grab a few pieces of information, put it in a bag, and take it home with you. Come dressed professionally. Come ready with your professional face on.
Yes. We want you to come ready to be interviewed, because that's what we're wanting the employer to do that day. Have the applications on hand, be ready to do on-the-spot interviews. And this is more geared to the veteran actually getting a job. It's not so much a services type thing where you maybe go there and look for some sort of college that you might want to go to in the future. It's more geared to the veteran who's ready to be working.
All right. And this is specifically for veterans, so this isn't an open job fair.
It's for veterans. We're not going to turn anyone away.
Okay.
We're not going to be checking IDs at the door or anything like that. So if someone does come and they're not a veteran, we're not going to turn them away.
All right. Very good. Well, you mentioned that you do these a lot in like the metro areas and things, and working this kind of the first time here in a rural area in our part of the state. Has workforce development done these in other rural areas around the state?
Yes. Out in the eastern part of Iowa, they did do some. I believe Brooklyn, Iowa had one, and they had pretty good success out there. This is the first time we've done one in the southwest Iowa area.
Well, that's great. Well, it's nice to be able to reach out like that. Not everyone lives in one condensed area, so it's nice to be able to reach out. The job opportunities are all over.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be working on this constantly between now and the date of March 14th. So please, if you get an opportunity to advertise this, and if I can send you any information or flyers, let me know, and we'll do that.
Very good. Can they contact you if they have any questions?
Yes.
Okay, and that number is?
712-242-2138. It rings right at my desk.
Very good. Well, Ellen, thanks a lot for all your assistance in putting this together and your help here today to help talk about it a little bit. We hope it goes real well for you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.